Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. This is Jefferson Weaver with some of the stories you might have missed but need to know from right here in your backyard. Saturday and Sunday are the 15th annual Farm Days at the Lake Waccamaw Boys and Girls Home Farm. In fact, if you're listening to this, you need to come on out. The event is bigger and better than ever this year with tractors and equipment. The Parade of Power is going to be every day, antique and food vendors, arts and crafts, animals, entertainment, a tractor pull, and so much more. The Cape Fear Farm Heritage Association is going to be operating its 100-plus-year-old sawmill. It's incredible to see that machinery work. You can even learn about mule-drawn plows, the way it used to be done, and enjoy a cowboy action show. We'll be providing live coverage via Columbus County TV and ColumbusCountyNews.com throughout the event. Today is a big day at the Columbus County Community Farmers Market as well. In addition to plants and produce, it's time for poultry. Fresh eggs are available, but there are also going to be chicks, ducklings, and goslings for sale. Plus, there'll be free cotton candy for the kids. The Farmers Market is located on Government Complex Drive in North Wyville. It's open from 8 until 1 every Saturday. April 5th, you need to put that on your calendar, that's going to be the big spring sale. There'll be a food truck rodeo, a blacksmith, pony rides, the tax swap and sale, and so much more. Three Columbus County deputies were recognized recently for saving the lives of children. Sergeant Caleb Fonville, Corporal Chris Cotton, and School Resource Deputy R.J. Fowler were honored at the annual department meeting. Cotton performed CPR on an infant in a Clarendon home last year until rescue arrived. Fonville recently extracted a toddler from a heating vent at a home on Georgia Pacific Road. Fowler was on duty at Whiteville High School when he provided emergency first aid to a student who was choking. We're proud of all of you folks and proud of everybody that wears a badge for Columbus County. Now, we've mentioned Nancy Etheridge Varney before on the good news, from being one of the first on deck helping save historic records at our office during Hurricane Idalia, all the way out to rescuing a kitten in the middle of the road during a rainstorm. Our friend Nancy is no stranger to most folks in Columbus County. The Crusoe native works tirelessly to preserve the history of our county, especially that of her beloved Crusoe Island. Now, Miss Nancy and her nephew's wife, Nikki Gore, were headed home the other day when they saw something moving in a roadside ditch. Thinking it was a hurt animal, they pulled over to do what they could to help. Turned out it was an elderly gentleman who'd fallen into the ditch while checking his mail. Nancy said the ditch was rather deep, and the movement she saw was the man desperately waving his cane. There's no telling how long he might have laid there stuck in the mud had not the ladies come along when they did. Thankfully, he was unhurt. They helped him out of the ditch, made sure he was okay. While he was wet and cold, he was able to go on about his day thanks to this week's bonus Good Samaritans, Nancy Etheridge Varney and Nikki Gore. The 5th annual Yakuni Fish Camp is April 11th and 12th in Bolton. The Waccamaw Sioux Island STEM Studio needs your help for the event. Volunteers are needed for registration, fish and rod rigging, and food service. The event is open to everyone. Contact the STEM Studio via Facebook or the Waccamaw Sioux Island Travel Center for more information. The Anchorage at Lake Waccamaw is going to hold Church Skate Night April 18th from 5:30 to 9:30. The cost is $15 per person, with kids 5 and under free. The evening has so much going on. Folks, you're not going to find a better deal than this for $15. The evening includes dinner, skating, axe throwing, a climbing wall, the batting cage, gator golf, and more games on top of that. Call 910-646-4111. The Wall That Heals needs volunteers during its visits to the Veterans Memorial Park in April. Angela Norris of the park said they need 200 volunteers to serve four-hour shifts around the clock. Also, they're going to need help setting up and tearing down the display. Hundreds of veteran motorcycle club members will escort the wall through Wyville on April 23rd. The wall is a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. See this story on our website for more information, and you can also find out how you can sign up. Several area churches are hosting revival services next week. Just one of them is Chaplain Church of God. They're going to have revival from March 17th through the 20th. Worship starts at 7 p.m. nightly. Guest speakers include Heath Connor, Buddy Shea, Mike Jacobs, and Joshua Simmons. The church is located at 185 Old Highway 74 Chaburn. Check out our church listings and special worship opportunities tab at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Columbus Baptist Association mission team is gathering donations for the next Nicaraguan mission trip. Hard candy, coloring books, child-safe scissors, jump ropes, kitchen utensils, and beach balls are needed. They've got a bunch of other stuff on the list as well. You can see it in this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Or call 910-642-2155 to see how you can help out. The deadline is June 10th. Iron Hill Baptist Church is going to hold revival services 16th through the 19th. Speakers will be Jordan McPherson, Mark Player, Jonathan Buffkin, and Brian Locklear. Iron Hill is located at 22247 Peacock Road, Denver City. Keith Plott will bring special music during the Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. And Sunday night worship is at 6, weeknights at 7. Lake Waccamaw Methodist Church is going to have revival services through the 19th. Reverend Andy Lambert will be guest speaker on the 16th and 17th with special music by the Wilmington Celebration Choir and Willing Heart. Reverend Tim Reeves will lead services March 18th through 19th with Willing Heart and Sherry Melvin doing special music. There'll be nursery provided every night. Wednesday is a special service focused on healing. Dinner served at 5:15 p.m. with worship at 6:30 p.m. Lake Waccamaw Methodist Church is located at 506 Lakeshore Drive, and everyone is welcome. Folks, remember to check back with the Good News throughout the week for updates on additional events. And always, we never, ever charge for your church announcements, civic club news, birthdays and anniversaries, Good Samaritan and hero stories, little kids with big fish, just happy news of any kind. And let's face it, folks, we could all always use some good news every day. Email thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056. Just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in White. If the blinds are open, we're open for business, and we love visitors. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.